What remains unrealized by normal perception is realized with spiritual consciousness by the humans living in creation. They realize the creational presence in all things and forms of life and the exercise of creational laws. They own a spiritual image of the force of creation and they devote all of their precious energies for creational knowledge, its truth, force, and wisdom. They are also devoted to the creation within them, their spirit and its force. Material life on earth is like a perishable game. Behind this game is the eternal and timeless truth of the spirit, the creational presence, and the reality of creation. This creational reality carries in it all abilities for wisdom. This is timeless, constant, and never-ending. This is no game, but eternal and timeless truth and wisdom, knowing, freedom, love, logic, abilities, improvement, and an absolute destination. Many people fear to live according to creation and only remain in fear of death with a religious God that promises them heaven if they believe in false devotional lies, which causes them to fall into slavery and become spiritually imprisoned. The constant repeating of the religion TMS heresy causes the believers to suffer a wicked delusion, which obstructs spiritual reason and hampers their spiritual, intellectual thinking. They become suppressed and enslaved. Very few humans do not fear to live according to creation, which alone vouches for life. 5.1 Consciousness. Evaluating the position of consciousness of Ebner. It will take 6 to 7 hours for Maya to learn the labor of valuation, which enables a determination of the spiritual level of development for any human being. Maya asks for a valuation of a person by the name of Ebner and is informed that Quetzal will do this with an area analyzer, which will take about 20 minutes to complete. Evaluating the position of consciousness, details. The valuation for the level of consciousness of a form of life is based upon a total grade of 700 single values. These values are divided into 7 periods of 100 single values for each one. The highest value of 700 represents a spiritual, formed grade of valuation of absolute perfection. This is equal to being united with the creation. These values have been changed into the earthly human TMS form of mathematical understanding for a rough criterion. With 700 as an absolute value, it is divided by 7 for a result of 7 by 100. Out of each period a TMS value of 100, a value of 49 is obtained by multiplying 7 by 7. This number represents an exact value of consciousness, respective of its level. The remaining 51 values represent the values of the spiritual power, which is also calculable. Thus, the first calculation leads to a maximum of 357 values and the second to 343 values. Both values are added in order to express the present absolute level of the consciousness in digits. A retrograde application is not possible because, when a creature has reached one sphere of consciousness, it is never lost as a spiritual, intellectual level of consciousness unlike a material level of consciousness. The result of the analysis concerning Ebner is that this person has maneuvered himself towards an overbearing illusion of himself as being above all other humans. Unfortunately, there are many others like him. Because of this illusion, he puts himself very high above all others even though he has no knowledge regarding the valuation of the planes of consciousness. His abilities in these concerns are only pretended and are generated by an overbearing illusion. The value of his level of consciousness is very sharp at 186, while everyone in Maya TMS group surpasses this value by many grades. The lowest value for any member of his group is 188. Ebner is not just a joker, but a selfish and self-elevated person, who feels himself over all others and chooses himself for higher values. This is an egotistical, self-elevated, and wrongly, led form of life. Maya asks if he should inform this person of these facts and is told that this would be wrong, for this person has elevated himself so much in his delusion that he would not understand them and this would cause him to work against Maya. Description of the creation. The creation is the essential and fundamental part of life and existence. The force of the creation is not only cosmic, but the force of all life and existence in all universes. creation and universes. During SamJCTM's first contact with Maya, she says that one of their missions is aimed at Earth ATMS religions and the associated underdevelopment of the human spirit. Above everything, there remains only one that possesses the power of life and death over each creature. This is the creation, which has laid its laws over all. These laws are irrefutable and of eternal validity. Human beings can recognize them in nature when he troubles himself to do so. They expose for him the way of life and the way of spiritual greatness, embodying the goal of life. While the human indulges in his religions and by this a heresy, he passes more and more away until he finally reaches a bottomless abyss. Humanity should realize that a god can never take over the part of the creation or destine the fate of a human being. A god is only a governor and moreover, a human being who exercises a powerful reign of tyranny over his fellow creatures. God is not the creation, but is only a creature of it like all creation, dependent creatures. Creation is neutral and creates life. Over every creature and above all is the creation, which is neutral to every creation and event in the universe. The creation is the creation of all that is. Over seven great times, creation creates life in numerous forms over and over again, incessantly. Once life is created, then it is left to itself with life the ATMS mission to develop itself. Creation. There is an existence that creates everything in the universe with forces that follow certain creational laws. These forces observe and enliven truth, knowledge and wisdom, which are eternal from a given unitary principle. This forceful existence is the creation. There is only one existence that governs everywhere in the universe, only one creation, one truth, one knowledge, and one wisdom that is equally directed for all of eternity. The eternal truth suffers no staggering or any changes and its laws have never been corrected or adapted to conform to a new time. The spiritual force is vital and dynamic as it embodies wisdom within it. It is a sign of weakness when religions and their heresies become exposed as an instrument of creation. It is not true. When this happens, humanity will search elsewhere for force, liberty, delight, and light where they really are. Wisdom is a marking character of the creation and part of it lives as the spirit in human beings. So, humanity should enlarge their wisdom and they will recognize the creation. They may increase their search for truth and discover the force of wisdom. Recognition of the truth brings liberation from all imitations. Wisdom is a mighty means to recognize the laws of creation, spiritual teachings, nature and term of the creation. Spiritual advice is the most important matter here on earth. The word Ao Creationu ought to cause a change in the mind of human beings to think of something very beautiful and good. When this does not occur, then they have not yet recognized the creation for what it is. How is it possible for humanity to comprehend such an important meaning, which should cause their whole psychological behavior to rise in emotional recognition and have their whole feelings react to the word, if they do not constantly deliberate about the characteristics of creation? They should try to make connections with certain designations in respect to the character of the creation, such as Ao Ever, Presentu Ae Mightier and Ae All, Knowinger. People who consider themselves to be atheists, egoists, materialists, or agnostics find the word Ao Creationer to be uninteresting. Many human beings feel this way because they have no concept of what creation essentially is. Millions of religiously guided people do not understand the word Ao Creationer. Those who are religiously influenced strongly believe that Ao Godo is the creation. But, this is a wicked heresy. It is very important for humanity to know as much as possible about the character of creation and understand why the word has such importance. This understanding reveals that the creation is infinite beauty, a beauty above all beauty, limitless good fortune without end as well as intensive wisdom, knowledge, abilities, truth with an absolute destination. Humanity can trace the origins for all of their delights instantly to the infinite creational delight. Wherever they realize anything beautiful, whether it is a flower, an animal, person, or anything else, they instantly connect to the unlimited beauty of the creation. Whenever people reach cognition of anything, Its origin is in the endless cognition, which is the creation. Behind every life that exists, including the smallest microbe, there is the infinite, the eternal, and the creation. Once this is realized, humanity will try to deepen and enlarge their understanding and feeling by deliberating about the creation and its unavoidable presence while experiencing their daily lives. Within every human being, there is a part of the creation. When this concept penetrates deeply within people and is consciously experienced, then every fear and doubt within them vanishes. When it is realized that the creation is all, knowing and all, mighty, then there is an inner peace and sureness which is able to defend against silly thoughts and strange feelings. Repeated deliberation about the all, present, truth, wisdom, power, and knowledge of the creation causes something very important within people to occur that affects their feelings and ways of thinking. The more forceful that people pursue this direction in their lives, the more forceful their personality becomes and the more blessed their whole life is. The creation corresponds to a universal consciousness, which leads and governs as a double spiral, shaped oval formation. It forms the universe at an increasing extent. The double spiral arms pulses spiritual energy and rotate towards each other. The pledgerans do not know anything more about the creation. They only know the causes and effects, as well as the laws and restrictions, but nothing more. Development, 7 stages. 7 main stages, periods of development. The purpose of life, the after, life, and reincarnation is a field that even pledgeran science is not able to determine all of its secrets. So, only that which is known to them, or assumed by them, can be explained. In general, there are 5 very important points, which are not certain and those things refer to the secrets of creation. Nevertheless, the pledgerans will not withhold their assumptions. All life, from its beginning until its completion, is divided into 7 main steps or main periods. Each one is divided into 7 sub-periods and all of them affect the whole. Each sub-period refers to a quite certain form of development and a very certain goal of development. The sub-periods can be compared to school subjects and not to years. There are 7 subjects that are to be accomplished during each semester, life. One main period is accomplished when all 7 sub-periods are completed, which can take hundreds of thousands of years. The spiritual form of life is completely sexless because a sex is only a characteristic of organic life for the propagation of the species. The rebirth in organic life is used for spiritual development in both sexes. Although the periodic sequence of seasons is decisive for organic creatures, spiritual creatures, like human beings, are not regulated by periods and are often rated differently. They do not fall into a destined rhythm like plants, etc. The rebirth of a spirit, conditioned human being can occur in a fraction of a second, decades, millenniums, or hundreds of thousands of years after bodily death. When a spirit, conditioned life is destroyed prematurely, it is at a disadvantage because it has not completed the sub-period. The life must be repeated in order to achieve its final goal of completing the period. The next life will be shorter because it must only accomplish what was previously missed in order to finish the perioda TMS objective. This can be considered hell because hell only means a self-caused punishment that must be suffered. In other words, this is a self-caused fault that must be made good again. The terms of hell and sin in religious context are pure nonsense. No one is guilty when mistakes in life are made. Mistakes can be made good again when the entity committing the fault recognizes it, agrees not to make the mistake again, and takes the knowledge of this for wisdom. This is taught in the Talmudic manual. Regarding the nameless nothing, this is a secret that the pledgerans have not yet solved. 7 main periods and each of their 7 sub-periods. Step 1. Primitive life. 1. Primary development of the intellect and the spirit. 2. Primary thinking of intellect and spirit. 3. Primary thinking of reason. 4. Primary exercise of intellect and spiritual force. 5. Primary reasonable actions. 6. Primary will, caused thinking and treating of others. 7. Reason, conditioned leading of the life. Step 2, reasoned life. 1. Primary development of reason. 2. Effective development of reason and its use. 3. Primary acknowledgement and cognition of higher influences. 4. Belief in higher influences without spiritual knowledge. 5. Belief in higher forces of superstition, fear of evil, veneration of good, religions, etc. 6. Primary recognition of the true reality, research, development of real knowing, first spiritual cognitions and their use for spiritual healing, telepathy, etc. Present position of the average human being on Earth. 7. Primary development of knowledge and wisdom. Step 3, intellectual life. 1. Higher development of the intellect. High technology, second utilization of spiritual forces, and the primary creation of living forms. 2. Realization and exercise of knowledge, truth, and wisdom. Slow break up of acceptances of beliefs. The present position of highly educated human beings on Earth. 3. First utilization of knowledge and wisdom. 4. Acknowledgement and utilization of nature's laws. Generation of hyper technology with advances in genetics and cloning. 5. Natural exercise of wisdom and knowledge in cognition of spiritual forces. 6. Life in knowing about wisdom, truth, and logic. 7. Primary cognition of reality as being absolute. The position of a few border and spiritual scientists. Step 4, real life. 1. Clear knowledge about the reality as being truly absolute. 2. Cognition of spiritual knowledge and spiritual wisdom. 3. Utilization of the spiritual knowledge and spiritual wisdom. 4. Cognition of the reality of creation and its laws. 5. Living from the creational laws. Purification of the spirit and the intellect, cognition of the true obligation and force of the spirit, and the complete abandonment of dogmatic belief systems. This is Mayrtms current position. 6. Directed and controlled utilization of spiritual forces. 7. Creation of first live creations. Step 5, creational life. 1. Creating and controlling of living forms. 2. Construction of androids, machine, organic forms. 3. Spiritual development of forces for control of material and organic forms of life. 4. Will, conditioned mastering of life and all its forms. 5. Position of recognitions, reminiscences of earlier lives, etc. 6. Kingdom of wisdom called IHWH. This is before the last highest power and knowledge. 7. Cognition of spiritual peace, universal love and creational harmony. Step 6, spiritual life. 1. Acknowledgement and realization of spiritual peace, universal love, and creational harmony. 2. Living in pure spiritual forms. 3. Spiritual creations. 4. Disembodiment of the spirit from organic matter. 5. First spiritual existence. 6. Final spiritual existence. 7. Unification with the creation. Step 7, creational life. 1. Twilight sleep over 7 periods, eternities. 2. Awakening and beginning of creating in the creation, as the creation, during 7 periods, eternities. 3. Creating of living forms. 4. Creating of new spirit forms in improvement of the creation. 5. Creating of spiritual greatness in the creation. 6. Improvement of the creation in the creation. 7. Last reaching of highest improvement in the 7th period, eternity. Life ETMS lessons require patience. When Maya complained of being sick, he mentioned that he was not able to control such things because they are not within his abilities. Samjace says that this is known to her and that everything must first be learned. He can understand different things and comprehend them, but certain things are still not his line of work. Everything learned, requires great lengths of time and very much patience. Natural evolution of life forms is universal unity. Creatures are subject to constant change of an evolutionary view. Because the Earth is a creature as well, it must also abide by the same law of evolution in addition to all of its other forms of life. The natural way of evolution of all forms of life is universally the same. Every creature on Earth, as well as the Earth itself, has periods of being awake and asleep. The entire mass of Earth cannot slumber at the same time, or this would damage all forms of life on it. Because of that, it only lays down regions of itself for slumber. The Earth evokes changes of temperature and climate in great regions that are covered by dense masses of ice. With the freezing of great regions, all creatures there must adapt themselves to the new conditions. This results in them slowly changing their other outward appearances. Animals, plants, and human beings run through a process of alteration, which causes them to evolve to higher levels. Evolution never causes change to retrograde forms, but always evolves forward. Alterations always take place towards something higher. As the Earth evolves forward and higher, the accompanying forms of life also develop higher in all of their different characters. Such a global evolution thus changes the plants, animals, and human beings toward new and higher forms. This means that a beautiful flower will change into a more beautiful flower and become cultivated by the evolutionary influences of the Earth. This happens at the epoch of the glacial periods. Laws of creation. Evolution, negative and positive forces for balance. Each form of life is subject to change in the progress of evolution in order to collect knowledge and truth. Negative and positive forces are changed towards balance and with that, towards the force and durability of life. The way of evolution is very long and troublesome. It is also determined by many outside influences. This is especially true with respect to influences of similar creatures exercising forces toward a single form of life. This can only be mastered by living through great lengths of time and experiencing lessons that result in understanding and recognition. This way of evolution is the same for the highest forms of life as well as the lowest forms of life. This is a creational law of evolution, which is valid for all time and is never subject to change. The natural cosmic laws order a unitary and harmony. The natural cosmic laws establish a uniform and harmonic development that encompasses all concerns at all levels that are able to evolve. This means that the spiritual as well as the material development constantly proceeds in harmony with one another and always complete in unison with each other in consequence with all matters. Levitation and mediums. Levitation, control of gravitational forces. The primary requirement for the ability to master gravitational forces by technical means is determined by the laws regulating gravity, and the most decisive factor is spiritual evolution. At first, there is the exercising of spiritual forces to paralyze the forces of gravity and enable a person to be weightless. This is known as aerolevitationa. Initially, this situation is evoked in a form that is unknown to humans, and then, step by step, they learn to master it and control it properly. Once people have learned to control these forces spiritually, the way is then cleared for them to build the technical means for levitation. Earth humans represent an exception for spiritual control, even if the exceptions cannot be easily recognized. Except for a few, earthly humans are not able to master levitation. Nevertheless, they are already able to see a great amount in the field of gravity research. This exception consists of a very rare development, which basically has shifted the potential of the spiritual and material. The material has become overweighted and demonstrates the spiritual. This means that Earth humans have become governed and evolve according to the material side while the spiritual side falls behind. Humanity at EMS technologies are more developed than their spiritual evolution. Ability to communicate with spirits, mediums. It is possible for Earth humans to make contact with spirits of the finer material world, but it is not advisable. The spirits there are not any further in their knowledge than they were in their course, material lives. False beliefs, lies, and conscious falsehoods are also still a part of their character. Because of this, Material living entities should not communicate with them, since this can be misleading in great ways. It is better for living beings to increase their knowledge with their own spiritual labors instead of just receiving information in this manner and possibly being led astray. Of course, there also exist spiritual forms, which answer in sincere ways. But, there are very few of these and they live in higher spheres because they are further developed, spiritually. There are only a few human beings that are able to make contact with those who have passed on. Although there are great spiritualistic circles on Earth, they are often deceitful. Many mediums are only good actors, who desire to indulge in their acting inclinations. Regretfully, many people discover this the hard way. There are also mediums, which pride themselves on accomplishing huge things while in a hypnotized state to deceitfully emulate great things to perfection. Their force of imagination often goes so far, that they can really reveal things from the past or future of other human beings and can even imitate their voices to perfection. These mediums are also utilized by spiritual creatures of other dimensions for the sake of jokes or evil-minded purposes. There are very few genuine mediums and they usually remain unknown to the public. Communication with the dead, mediums, and S.A. copyright answers. Humans on Earth have exercised much spirituality, but it is very amateurish and without callable knowledge or successes. More than 95% of all spiritualistic meetings consist of deception, self-deception, and quackery. Wrong things are quite consciously pretended and presented with magic tricks, etc. In very many cases, there is self-deception by spiritualistic people that are in the wrong acceptance for creatures from other worlds or people that have died, to answer them. A medium of this kind is very susceptible to telepathic oscillations of the unconscious of other human beings and can experience things of the future or people that have passed on. They are very convincing to those not aware of what is happening and are astonished to be told things that they had long ago forgotten. This form of pretended spirituality causes mediums to be badly self-delusional and all reality is lost. Such individuals are unfortunately widely known and cannot be constricted anytime soon. Ignorant and illogical people should not be exercising spiritual abilities. These are very dangerous to the exercising person because they can be deceived or tricked by the dead. Someone that has died only has knowledge that they collected in the material world and can only relay what they knew when in the material world. Those who were influenced by religious dogma while alive on Earth, will always relay these beliefs and badly lead astray those still living. Many who have died, do not approve of being called upon and will badly deceive those who are calling them. Many make evil jokes and make prophesies about wrong things. There are only four Earth humans exercise true spirituality and are able to call upon higher forms that have died and even creatures from other spheres. Because these people are often highly developed spiritually, they have set aside many heresies and have become wise. The higher forms and other beings are the only ones that provide truthful answers to all questions and never exercise fraud or jokes. Spirituality exercised of the low kind is not desired by the dead and offers no benefit to the living, only bad things. Humans should never attempt to call upon the dead. Much misery could be removed from the earth, if this wicked and wrong, leading form of spirituality were omitted. Only the higher form of spirituality is of worth when calling upon higher spiritual spheres or higher creatures, and there are only four individuals on earth that are capable of doing this. There is no one in all of Europe able to do this and the plagiarans do not have the right to contact them. Love and hate. Love and wisdom. A human being that is filled with love is also rich in wisdom and a human that is rich in wisdom is also full of love. Human beings on earth deceive themselves, for they do not know of love. They interpret possessive and greedy feelings for love while real love remains strange and inconceivable for them. Love comes to humans when they recognize truth, knowledge, and wisdom, even if they do not use the word, Ao Creationa. Wisdom is love in its best form. Human beings always find that enlightenment, cognition, and knowledge are also wisdom and love. Where love is, so is wisdom. Love and wisdom belong together because the creation, and its laws, is love and wisdom. Where there is wisdom and knowledge, there is also love and cognition. Humans learn to recognize the creation when they grow in love and wisdom.